The election. Politics on a grand scale. Well, we've spoken to the three main parties, so tonight it's the turn of the independent candidates. Standing for the very, very Green Party is local housewife and businesswoman Camilla Pongleton-Jones. Good evening, Mrs. Pongleton-Jones.
Oh, call me Camilla. Nigel, darling. We're not formal at the very, very Green Party. Oh, and this is my agent, Rupert Pongleton-Jones. He's also my husband.
Turned really, really green today.
It's very, very green, darling. The name of my party is Very, Very Green.
Whoops, sorry.
Now, Nigel, darling, what do you want to ask me?
Yes, well, it's about your policy to give everyone in the town a tree.
Oh, yes. My free tree initiative.
A free tree for you from me.
Pardon?
A free tree for you from me. That's what Camilla said at our meeting last week. She said it would be a free tree for you from me. Rather poetic.
Rupert writes all my speeches. He's simply marvellous at them.
Could you explain the policy for us, Camilla?
Well, we're going to buy lots of trees and give one each to everyone who lives here.
Why?
It's green, darling. Trees are green, aren't they?
They're really, really green, in fact.
Very, very green. Darling, do try to remember.
Sorry.
But why do you need more trees here in Little Wilfingham? There are thousands of trees here already. There's a big forest and three parks in the town. Why don't you spend money on a hospital, for example? Or a new school?
But trees are green, Nigel. Don't you understand? It's really quite simple.
So who's going to pay for the trees?
Well, the government, of course. The government will give me some tax money and I'll buy the trees. It's terribly simple, darling.
A local newspaper claimed yesterday that you were going to buy the trees from the Green Garden Centre in Little Wilfingham.
Yes, that's right.
Who are the owners of the Green Garden Centre, Mrs. Pongleton-Jones?
Why, we are, darling. Everyone knows that. It's one of our many local businesses.
So, you're going to spend government money buying trees from your own business?
Yes. Is there a problem?
Are there any other garden centres in the town?
Two or three, maybe.
Five, I think, darling.
So, why are you buying trees from your garden centre?
Because we have the Green Garden Centre. We're the very, very green party. The trees are green. It's obvious.
But is it ethical, Mrs. Pongleton-Jones?
This interview is over. What a stupid question. I can't believe he asked me if it was ethical. I told you he was stupid.
Now, don't get upset. Let's go home and make a nice fire. I cut down the apple tree yesterday, so we got lots of wood to burn.
Oh, well done, darling.
I told you you wouldn't like politics.
But I really wanted to be on the television. Everyone else's.